Hadid is known as the diva of architecture for her visionary designs pushing the boundaries of architecture, urbanism, and design. Hadid's buildings appear organic. They bend, climb, and flow, often seeming to overlap each other. Hadid grew up in a modern house in Baghdad, Iraq, where she says the progressive ideas of her parents influenced her.
My mother was, you know, she was interested in design, but my father was an industrialist and a politician. He was one of the leaders of the Iraqi Democratic Party, and so they were interested in new ideas.
Zaha Hadid studied mathematics in Baghdad and then architecture in London, where her firm is based. For many years, her designs were admired for their beauty and boldness, but considered impractical. One critic called them brilliant but unbuildable. That view changed in 1993 when the Vitra Firehouse was built in Germany. More commissions followed, from a ski jump in Austria to an art museum in Cincinnati, Ohio, to an automobile plant in Germany where a conveyor belt transports cars through an office building on the way to another production facility. Hadid's associate, Patrick Schumacher, says the firm's work stands out because of its melding of elegance and nature.
We're opening up a discourse on elegance in that new definition where we're saying it's about articulating a complexity and resolving complexity rather than having kind of jarring contradictions and collage-like assemblages. Beauty was always, and elegance was always a kind of ambition, but injecting diagonals, curvilinearity, it also has to do with this emphasis on movement in the contemporary city.
The Guggenheim exhibit examines 30 years of Hadid's work in chronological order, drawings, paintings, animations, and furniture, as well as her buildings. Schumacher says the structure of the Guggenheim, a rotunda with a spiraling ramp from bottom to top, emphasizes the fluidity and undulating spaces that are the hallmarks of Hadid's work. The Guggenheim Museum was designed by iconic architect Frank Lloyd Wright.
This building here, there's a kind of ease of movement through and the spiraling move which spins off into the side galleries and is an early example of a kind of fluid architecture here, the Frank Lloyd Wright building.
Hadid is set apart by more than her radical designs. She is the only woman member of a very exclusive club. She is well aware of her lone status as the only woman on top of the architectural pyramid and calls it strange.
I think part of the issue is there are lots of younger women, not so many senior women. I think, especially in Europe, maybe in England maybe, once they have kids, it's very difficult to have continuity. And I mean, maybe it's more easy in America. All my friends in America who have children, they're still working. In Europe, in London, it's much more difficult for architects, not for other professions. Architecture is very demanding time-wise. And I'm not saying women don't do it. I think the continuity is an issue.
Hadid is not sure why there's a vacuum at the top, but she says it is certainly not due to a lack of talent.
My best students were always women. It's not to do, well, you know, understanding of science or the logic of engineering or whatever. They make you feel uncomfortable as a woman. If you're young in the office, you know, whatever, you're patronized. You've got to be quite tough to do it. There are lots of people, women who teach, heads of schools. I think it's a very different, much more understanding. The academic side is much more understanding. But, you know, on the other hand, you have lots of lawyers, doctors, but there are not many engineers. I think it's because of this problem, you know, that the industry is mostly male. All the developers are male.
After years of designing projects that did not get built, Hadid's work and her vision of the future are now visible in projects across the globe. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.